This is a true story. It's called Soft Taco. The orders got mixed up. She picked up the drink and sucked on my straw. I didn't say anything because it was nice to see something of mine going into a strange woman's mouth for once. Even if it was just an honest mistake. After that, everything went accordingly. Right down to the moment she stopped, grimaced, and complained that it didn't taste right. That was kind of dirty. This is called Parking Ticket. I came out of her apartment at 10 a.m., bleary-eyed, dazed, wincing like a vampire with his nuts caught in a vice under a late June sun. Got to the Jeep and found a $25 parking ticket on my windshield. I guess I'd stayed too long. It was the city's turn to screw me. Didn't feel too bad, though. Actually felt kind of proud as I thought of all those sad times in a not-too-distant past when I couldn't get a parking ticket if I tried. This is my take on reality TV. It's called Toenails. If it was really reality, we would either be bored to death or disgusted. If it was really reality, we'd see someone cutting their toenails over the sink, naked, while the phone rings, just like at my house. If it was really reality, we'd see how the stains got on the pillow. If it was really reality, nothing would be implied. If it was really reality, we'd see love handles on the toilet in mid-wipe. If it was really reality, there'd be no commercials and bad lighting. If it was really reality, we'd see the porno mags under the mattress, food between the teeth, more ugly naked people changing tires. If it was really reality, we'd see a nun's nipple. If it was really reality, we'd see an episode of people sleeping, grinding their teeth, dreaming of nothing. If it was really reality, there'd be someone alone in a room for hours, not saying a word, counting pennies in a jar while the walls point and laugh, then going to bed to do it all over again the next day, just like at my house. If it was really reality, we'd see someone washing their dishes, folding clothes, staring at a fish tank, running out of floss, taking out the garbage, smelling a flower, all with no ulterior motive. If it was really reality, it wouldn't be on TV. I love your new hairdo. It's really sexy, but then again, you'd be sexy with your hair on fire. You'd be sexy in cornrows made out of garter snakes. You'd be sexy in an afro made out of head cheese. You'd be sexy without hair. Hell, you'd be sexy without a head. That's how sexy you are. Keeping in that same theme, this is called Mars. And they say this isn't a talent, to be able to make men weep when you walk into a room. God bless some with an aptitude for math. They will build bridges and send men to Mars. Why they would want to go there, who the hell knows? But the more men go to Mars, the better my chances are with you. God bless some with an arm that can throw a ball 100 miles an hour. God bless you with high cheekbones and all that symmetry. It's all pretty much the same. The way the light hits your face is a gift, a symphony in stilettos, the way you fill out a dress. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Michael Jordan couldn't do that. This is called The Beatles Give Bad Advice. All you need is love, but it would help if somebody got a job. Otherwise, you end up sleeping with the walrus.
What does that mean? I don't know.
This is about all the women I've met. It's called Wax Heart. Your scars are way more interesting than the internet. I could watch you put your shoes on all day. You've been through some shit. Shit's been through some of you. I like the way you say motherfucker. You probably look good slamming the door. The seismic geometry of your mouth when you call me a douchebag brings me over the edge. You still throw like a girl, but I bet you have a wicked right cross. I like the way you give the finger while wearing a dress. You're a badass bubblegum ballerina, a kitten in a wife beater carrying a tire iron. You're the only tattoo you will ever need, you beautiful car bomb you. And the thing is, you wear your wax heart on your sleeve, and I probably wouldn't like you as much had you never flown too close to the sun. Sometimes I write good poems. This is for all those who have a tendency to talk about their medical condition while you're having dinner. His girlfriend brought it up. It wasn't my fault. I was trying to go straight, trying to grow as a writer, trying to find more dignified, sophisticated subjects for a poem, like a kid picking his nose at an intersection. But it was like putting a pint of Guinness in front of an Irish alcoholic. For some reason, the conversation wound its way to dairy products, in particular cheese. She mentioned that her boyfriend, Matthew Glick of Vancouver, couldn't eat cheese because of anal fissures. My ears pricked up from hearing the word fissures. I was intrigued, although I could have done without the mental image of anal fissures that very minute. Would have preferred to save it for a more intimate occasion, like maybe during sex. Would have preferred to hold off from coming too soon. It'd be more effective than thinking about baseball statistics or a fat Oprah bending over wearing a thong. But there they were as I ate a cheese pizza in a dark cafe. Matthew Glick of Vancouver's anal fissures were doing the can-can in an off-Broadway production in my head. Didn't quite know what they were. I knew that they were disgusting, especially as a dinner topic. I knew they had something to do with the ass because of the word anal. I made a mental note to Google it the next time I have access to the internet. I told Matthew Glick of Vancouver and his girlfriend that in return for ruining my appetite and because they inspired me so, I will write a poem about his anal fissures. A poem I will read out loud on a stage in front of strangers. Matthew Glick of Vancouver looked at me in horror and begged me not to, which made me want to do it that much more. Knowing it was futile to try to pry a poet from his muse, he said, okay, as long as I didn't mention his name. I told him, I'll do my best. ...98% of the time, levity is like jello. There's always room for it. The other 2% are for stuff like measuring a child for a coffin or trying to parallel park while having diarrhea. There is nothing funny about those. That's pretty insightful.